So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And it's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you today about the five ways that I help myself work on the business rather than in the business. So this is the thing I'm sure you've heard. Everyone should be working on the business. Avoid working in the business. This is how you grow your business. And it's true to some extent, but sometimes there are just some things that you need to be doing yourself in the business. And I'm going to run through those as well. But one of the things that I see a lot of business owners do as a mistake is that they're so focused on working in the business, they can't kind of see the big picture. And the big picture is financial freedom, time freedom. And that's very difficult to get when you're working 60, 70 hours a week, all day, every day. You can't switch off. And I don't even think switching off is necessarily a bad thing. I struggle with that too. But I pick and choose when I want to work. If I don't want to work weekends, I don't work weekends. If I do want to work weekends, then I can choose to do that. But it's about having that choice. And most people haven't got the choice. It's like the old, I heard a joke on TV and it said, I'm celibate through choice. It's a second choice, but I'm celibate, which I thought was quite funny. And for most business owners working in the business is a choice, a second choice. You have no choice, basically. For those that didn't understand that joke, just explained it for you. So, okay, number one then. Decide what I absolutely shouldn't do. So there are certain things that I'm really good at, okay, and there are a lot of things I'm really, really dreadful at. Like, for example, graphic design. Like, I can use Canva, do you know what I mean? Anyone can use Canva, but then all your designs look like Canva, and you don't really want that. So one of the first employees that we took on in a digital marketing business was an image editor, someone who could actually do that work for me because I couldn't do it as well as they could. And these came on board, 10 years experience, degree educated, and suddenly our whole imagery improved, our whole branding improved, and then for our clients it improved as well. So decide absolutely what you shouldn't be doing, because there are a lot of things that you really, really shouldn't be doing. Like sales. Well, I don't like sales. Well, don't do them then. Recruit somebody else. And when people come to me, they go, well, I can't afford a full-time salesperson. And I'm like, you don't need a full-time salesperson. You just need a part-time salesperson. You know, 2 hours on a Monday, 2 hours on a Thursday. That's 4 hours. What are you going to pay him? £20 an hour? That's 80 quid a week. It's going to cost you, what, £360 a week? Like, you should be able to afford that. And hopefully the salespeople will be covering their expense anyway. And sometimes it takes a little while to build up to that. But you've got to work out what you absolutely shouldn't be doing. If you don't like doing sales, then don't do sales. If you don't like doing website design, you shouldn't be doing website design. Pass it over to us. Let us do it for you. If you don't like creating content or creating images or creating videos, then don't do any of that stuff. But you've got to, it's not that you can just go, oh, I'm just not going to bother doing that. Because it's 2019. When you're growing a business, you need content. It's just like, it's like you need accountancy. It's not, oh, I don't know if I will, don't know if I won't. There is no choice. We are in the social media world. The way in which you get more people to know you exist is via social media. And if you don't want to create that content, which I totally get, I hate going live on Facebook to begin with. Now I kind of don't care about going live on Facebook. I just go live. Sometimes I've got nothing to say. So we make stuff up there and then, and off we go. We hit onto a particular topic and poof, we're done for the next 15 minutes. So it works. I mean, we can pull content out of that. But if you don't want to do any of that, that's fine. Like right now we're recording this just using a microphone. We're not going live on Facebook. We're just waiting for some new lights actually, which will light me up a little bit better, improve the lighting. So we're just going me, microphone and Audacity and recording. So, and this car's going past, but it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know if you could hear that car even. But it just doesn't matter. It's just me putting my thoughts down so that other people can benefit from them. And we're always getting emails going, loved your last podcast, that one on whatever it was, perfect. Just what I needed at that time. Great. So, decide what you absolutely shouldn't do, find a way of getting somebody else to do it. And so we're then on to delegating, aren't we? So number two then is for you to delegate 3 hours on a Monday and 3 hours on a Thursday just to delegation. And I know you're going to say, well, I can't afford 3 hours on a Monday and 3 hours on a Thursday, Dan. You don't understand how busy I am. I'm working 60-hour weeks. That's 10% of your week. Like, if you're working that many hours, you definitely need to book these 3 hours of delegation. So why do we do three on a Monday, three on a Thursday? So let's say that you've got an image designer, or let's just say we're doing it for you through our digital media content agency. So you allocate the time, you give the person or us the tasks, and then you want to check in that those tasks have actually been done, because most people are not good managers. I speak to some very successful people and they hate managing people. They feel like they shouldn't have to tell people what to do. They would hope that the people just know. And I'm like, well, people just don't know unless you tell them, and unless you give feedback and guide them to the right path. They won't find the path because they can't see into your head. They can't see the vision that you've got in your imagery in your head. So you have to try and explain that. And this is what we call delegation onto somebody else. But if you're not very good at this, how are you going to grow your business in 10 years? If you can't delegate right now, what happens when you get a manager on board? You're not going to delegate anything? What happens when you get a full-time member of staff? Are you not going to delegate anything? Like, this is one of those skills that if you don't know how to do it, well, you better learn how to do it pretty quickly. If you're thinking that, you know, I'm not going to have social media in my business, you know, social media is an aspect of your business these days, as is managing people. And no one's good at managing people to begin with. Why should they be? They've never done it. So you read all the books, you listen to the podcasts, you go on the training courses, you become not an expert at it, because it's going to take, you know, 10, 20 years to become an expert at it, but you become competent at it. And when you become competent at delegating stuff out, it frees up so much more time, because then you're moving from 3 hours on a Monday and 3 hours on a Thursday to 3 hours on a Tuesday plus another three on a Friday. Now you're doing 12 a week. Now you've got two or three members of staff, and actually the amount of hours that you're putting into that week is more like 120. I mean, when we add up all the staff hours that I've got working for me, it is a significant number of hours every single week, because we delegate. Like, I don't even delegate to the people anymore. I delegate to a manager, and the manager delegates to the people, and he checks that they're doing it right, and then he sends it up to me, and I check that what he's done is right. And when I pass feedback down, it goes down to him, and then he passes it out to all the team. That's how it works. But you can't do that from day one. It's taken us a while to do that. It's taken me a while to learn. And we still got gaps. So one of the gaps that we've got that we're going to plug is some training, where it's me talking to camera, talking to video. Okay, these are the five types of posts that every person needs. These are the five types of images that we need. We need testimonial images for each client. We need video testimonials for each client. We need extra music for each client. Where do we get it all from? So those are the kind of videos we're going to start recording for our team. So as more people come on board and we go, how do I find music for this particular client? We go, okay, we've got A, B, or C. Pick one of those. They're your choices. Or maybe the content coordinator needs to speak to the client and pay for music, which we highly recommend, by the way. It's like £10 a month, and we recommend, because we've got some really cool tunes. Music does make the videos much, much better. So it's all about delegating, and I don't expect you to be good at it from day one. In fact, you'll be pretty terrible at it from day one, just as you were learning to swim, just as you were learning to walk, just as you were learning to ride a bike, just as you were trying to understand Bitcoin, just as you were trying to understand marketing and the internet and how to do stuff on social media. Every time you start something new, you're not going to be good at it. And that's fine. It doesn't mean you give it up because you can't do it. It means you learn how to do it, because this is what's going to grow your business and give you that time management and that time freedom and that financial freedom that you've been looking for. Okay, number three, decide what I'm going to keep doing. So, like, to begin with, when we first got our video editor, I used to love editing videos. I'd spend hours, I used to enjoy it. Now, I don't even do that. Like this podcast, for example, I click save on this podcast. It's just me speaking. Then it goes off to our video editor guy, who then puts an intro and an outro. So that intro at the start and the outro at the end, that goes off to him. And then we run it through some software. I type up what the podcast was about, and then it gets uploaded to iTunes and so on, or it gets scheduled usually a week or two in advance. So for about 30% of that, I used to do the intro and the outro, and I used to add that on, but it just takes an extra 10 minutes every time. Now I don't have to do it. I just send it to someone else. They do it. They send it back. And actually, we bulk do those. So I might send five podcasts. So So instead of it now taking 50 minutes, I get all the podcasts, I send it over, and I go to the beach or the park, or I record some more content, or whatever it is that I do. I don't even know myself sometimes. So I'm not doing that, but we're batch processing some of this stuff. But some of the stuff, like me writing up what the podcast is about, that's some of the stuff that I want to keep. Some of the other stuff I want to keep is me doing direct to microphone like this, or direct to video like Facebook Lives. Obviously, I have to do that. I can't get my content coordinator to do it because I am the business, if you like. I'm the face of the business. It's called my name, the Daniel Latto Group. You know, it's for social media business and so on. So I have to do certain things. And then there are other things that I have to do. Like, I enjoy checking into my spreadsheet every day and seeing what the cash flow forecast looks like. Now, I know people are desperate not to do this, and it's crazy. It's such... for some things in life that you absolutely should be doing. What, you're going to outsource eating as well? For you, you're going to outsource your running, you're going to outsource date night with your partner. Like, the only certain things that you can outsource, and then the other things that you absolutely need to do yourself, and the spreadsheet is definitely something you need to do yourself. Just having a snapshot where you don't understand why that snapshot is of your finances is not good enough. And this is why people using apps are going to be poor for the rest of their lives. If you're using an app to manage your finances, you're going to be poor for the rest of your life. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you are absolutely going to be poor for the rest of your life. The wealth won't come because you can't see the full picture. You can't cash flow forecasts in, like, we're in September now. You can't cash flow forecast for June next year on an app. How's that supposed to work? You're supposed to hold the entire picture in your head of all the incomes and incoming and outgoing, all the potential leads. Yeah, you just can't do it. You need a spreadsheet for that. Get yourself on a spreadsheet. There are certain things that you need to keep doing, certain things you need to not keep doing. Go back to one client who was a mortgage broker, and she absolutely had to speak to the end user. And I'm like, but you don't need to speak to the end user. You can speak to them every so often just to check in, but you should have a team to go do the fact find. Why are you, like, if it takes an hour to do a fact find, you can only do 40 fact finds a week. That's a lot of fact finds, by the way. But then we've not even taken into account getting there and coming home, say, another hour. So now we're down to 20 a week. And then you've got to, what, type them all up or whatever that happens to be. Like, somebody else should be going out and fact finding. And then they all land on your desk, and then you just go through them one by one. And you allocate them to the team. That's exactly how it should go. And that's how you would grow that business. Oh, no, I have to do this myself. No one else can do it. It's ridiculous. Of course other people can do it. The world would stop. If the Bank of England governor had to do everything himself, print all the money, the world would just stop. It's not how the world works. And there are people far more competent than you or I, even podcasting or being financially free or recording videos or editing videos. There's certain things that other people should be doing. And then there's certain things that you should be doing in your business. It's your business. You should be managing better. So, and managing is both people and money, managing cash flow and that kind of thing. Okay, number four, decide on the outcomes at the start of each month and resource accordingly. So, start of September, let's say that we're going to run some Facebook ads for a downloadable PDF. So, the three things that I need there. Number one, I need a landing page. Who's going to create the landing page? Number two, I need to create the PDF. Number three, I need to get someone in place to create the Facebook ads. Now, as it happens, we've got all three of those staff. So now, like, I could do all three of those things. How long do you think that's going to take me? 10 hours? 20 hours? Like, it depends on the person, doesn't it, really? And out of those three things, I might be good at one of those things, or I might be good at two of those things, but being good at three of those things is probably not going to happen. But if I recruit someone who's got 10 years experience on Facebook, it's quite difficult. 5 years experience. Most people haven't been doing it 10 years. Let's say 5 years experience. And the person we use actually is 28. They've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years. So we've got someone who's just done Facebook ads for 6 or 7 years. How much better do you think they're going to be than me, who has done Facebook ads, but not every day, you know, 5 days a week for the last 7 or 8 years? How much better do you think they're going to be? So that's a resource that I need to outsource to. What about the PDF? I can create PDFs. I can use Word. I can save as. Do you think it's going to look as good as a graphic designer who's got 10 to 15 years experience, degree educated? Of course not. And so it might take me 5 hours to do that, and it'll take them 3 hours to make it look infinitely better. And then what about the landing page? I can create the landing page, and actually I'm pretty good at creating landing pages. And so maybe that's the thing that I actually do. That's one of those things that I absolutely want to keep doing. Maybe. Okay. Until we recruit someone who can do absolutely amazing landing pages, and we get quite close to it sometimes, actually. We've got a person now who's training up, because they don't come with these skills. This is the other aspect when you're outsourcing, is you need to train these skills up. They have the raw ability, but they don't understand how it should look and how it should feel. Okay. So decide on the outcomes at the start of each month. So if we want a downloadable PDF from a landing page, and we're going to send Facebook ads traffic from it at the start of each month. And now I know you can't see this, but you hear that piece of paper? That is my goal setting. It's the 3rd of September today. That is my goal setting for the month of September. And on this month of September, we have a PDF download with a landing page with Facebook ads being sent to it. That's what we're doing. So we've already decided what our goals are going to be. And then once we know what the goals are, when we allocate 3 hours on a Monday and 3 hours on a Thursday to be dedicated to delegating these tasks and making sure they're getting done, all this stuff gets done now. And it's not me doing the work. I'm just spending a bit of time delegating, double-checking what we're doing, giving feedback and repeat, basically. So I can only do that because I've already decided what the outcomes are likely to be that I'm chasing at the beginning of the month. And then at the end of the month, I can do a review. How well did we do this? What could we improve? Okay. Number 5, who are the experts? So let's take content once more. So let's say you run an estate agent business. We've got a couple of estate agents on. We've got people who teach property-related coaching, that kind of thing. Let's take an estate agent. As an estate agent, how good do you think an estate agent is at social media? Do you think that's their primary job during running an estate agency? Absolutely not. They've got like a billion and one different jobs, from training staff, making sure staff turn up, bringing on landlords, making sure processes are implemented and created and being followed. Like, there's a million different things for them to do. What they really want, and this is why we created this business like this, the digital marketing and content agency, what they want is they want a phone call every 2 weeks to go, okay, this is what we've got coming up. This is the gaps in our business. We need more landlords, or we need more properties to sell, or we need more 4-bed properties. We need more HMOs, whatever that happens to be. Can you go off and create that content for us? And we go, yes. So we go and spend all our hours creating this content. We send it over to them. They check it and they go, yeah, that's great. Or actually change this, change that, whatever. We change it and then we go and schedule all of that content. That takes them 1.5 hour every 2 weeks for £400. All the content gets scheduled. It all gets done. Videos are created. Podcasts are done. PDFs can be created if necessary. Depends which package you're on, really. But who are the experts in the field? Like, if you're spending a lot of time creating content, or if you want to be creating content, or if you want to be marketing your business on social media, you shouldn't be doing it yourself. What's the point? You're not good at it. Like, sorry, but you're not. And why would you be? No one's born knowing how to do social media. We do it because we have to. Nobody wants to sit and create 30 images about 4-bedroom houses. Like, who wants to do that? Like, actually, we do employ some freaky people who love that stuff. It's just a bit weird for me. It's like employing an accountant who loves spreadsheets. How the hell can you love a spreadsheet? And actually, I fully get how you can love a spreadsheet. I love my spreadsheet. My spreadsheet is the reason why I've got financial and time freedom, which is why I don't delegate it, because it's that important. But there's people out there who really love this stuff. People who love editing videos 24 hours a day. They love that stuff for the next 10 years. It's just weird. But you don't love that stuff. And I don't really love that stuff. I did it because I needed to do it. Now we outsource it to my team. And they do it because they love it. And because they love it, they're so much better at it. And they improve consistently as time goes by. We go on training courses and so on. So who are the experts? Who should you be outsourcing this to? If you've got, you know, accounts, for example, if you're sitting there doing your accounts, putting your receipts together, putting them on a spreadsheet, and it's taking 3 hours a week, that's a waste of 3 hours a week. It's not going to take that. It's going to take longer, 5-10 hours a week. It's crazy. What the hell are you doing it for? Employ someone, £10 an hour. Show them how to do it, either personally or on a video. I would personally show them how to do it and record it at the same time so that if they disappear, you've still got the content to show the next person how to do it. Or if you need to recruit another member of the team, then you've already got that. But you should be showing people how to do all this if you need to. And if not, you bring the experts in. So if you need to pay someone part-time to come and do that, and it's £20 an hour, that's much better than you doing it for 5 hours a week. And let's say that it's 4 hours a week for them because they're better at it than you are. So it's £80 a week. But if that frees up that 10 hours, 5 hours, whatever, 5 hours, can't say it, five of your hours. Actually, that was 10 hours, eight times eight, wasn't it? It's £80. It's only £40 a week. 5 hours, I don't know, 4 hours at £20 is £80. But if that saves you 4 hours a week at £80, I think that's really worth it. That's how we run our business. Now we can go on and go, okay, now we're looking at more top-end stuff. What's the marketing campaign going to be for Christmas? We're nowhere near Christmas, but we can have those conversations in advance because my time is now spent dealing with the top-level stuff, not the low-level doing, working in the actual business, creating all this stuff. And that's where we need to move you. We need to move you from working in the business to working on the business and delegating those tasks. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments section. Come and have a word on Facebook. Always appreciate it when people do that. It's nice to know that people are listening and taking this stuff on board, and it's actually making a difference in people's lives. So we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.